That's how Eve got tricked. Because didn't God say God? Has God said? That's what the devil said. And then she said, we may eat. No, he didn't say what you said. He twisted what God said. And Adam wouldn't, I don't know what was on Adam's mind. I don't know what kind of pressure he was under. He was standing right there. He could have corrected, but he didn't. He let us eat that forbidden fruit, and he stood right there. And when she got through biting on it, she gave it to him, he bit on it. Because I thought, when I started first reading the Bible, I thought Adam, Eve wandered off out there somewhere, and Satan caught her by herself and did all this stuff to her. But let's get back to this. Where were we? Where were we? Y'all take my scripture down before I finish. Anyway, that's why I got my Bible. All right. Glorify God where? Now notice what it said. Verse 20. For you are bought with the price, therefore do what? Glorify God where? In your body. And in your spirit. Who they belongs to? I thought they said my body. He said your body and your spirit, which are God's. So who am I going to believe? Well, somebody says on a news clip that's full of demons or in darkness and don't know what they're talking about, or I'm going to believe this word. So, John 10:10 says, we're moving on. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they may have life, they might have what? Life, and that they might have it. What did he say? The reason he came? All right. That they may have what?
Life.
What is life? Can anybody tell me? Is life stealing? Is life killing? Is life destroying? Is life full of misery? If that's what you call life? Poverty stricken? Broken? Twisted? Destroying baby before they come out the womb? What is life? You see how we can get sucked in trying to live good? I'm going to say this. If y'all ain't grown enough to take it, you're doing it anyway. Sex was put in, given by God to be enjoyed to the highest. But God set it up how sex should be carried out. He did not set it up like cows and goats and other animals. See, the animal kingdom is different from the human. They have an instinct, the female come in the heat and the bull or whatever chase after. They don't bother until she come in heat. But human, we come in heat every night, can't we? That's why he put it in a covenant between a man and a woman. Because in that covenant, there will come what? Children. Am I right? Come on now, talk to me. I got to move now. Y'all too slow on me now. There come what? Children. And the Bible says real plain, children are what? A heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Right? So if it's his reward, he should have something to say about how those children should be raised and how they should be brought up. But when you get one in the back seat, you get one without a covenant with God, not a covenant with your partner, and the man here somewhere, and the woman over here somewhere, and the children hung in between, and they don't know where the daddy is, they don't know where the mama is, they don't know what's happened to God's heritage. You know why? Because we won't follow. Can y'all get the camera on that so the people on the live stream and see it? They won't follow the manual. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It sure is quiet in here. I want to ask you a question again. I asked it Friday night. I want to ask you a question again. Did Jesus come to give some kind of creed to live by? A new religion, a bunch of do's and don'ts? Did he come to set up another church to tell one person that he or she is better than another one? Why did he come? I want to give you the reason why he came. One reason for him coming. Are you hearing me? I said one reason, and one reason only, that was to give us life. Well, what kind of life? His life. How is God? What's happening with him? All this stuff, you know, from decades and centuries, there have been wars since Adam hit this planet. There have been wars and rumors of wars. There have been earthquakes. There have been tsunamis. There have been tornadoes. There have been destruction. There have been all kind of stuff. Am I right? There's been disease, starvation, pandemic have hit. Well, all this is taking place. How is God? Has he changed? Is he upset? He fell off the throne? Is he sick? Is he broke? Is he twisting his thumbs and ringing, trying to figure out how I'm going to fix this? No, he's not done any of that. Because what he said, that's what it is. Are y'all hearing me today? He came for one reason, because he is life. Life is with God. Life comes from God. Life will remain from God. No one else had life but God. Nobody else can give life. Hello? So, what are he here for? What he saw what Adam did, and he made Adam like himself. See what you mean? He made him free to choose. You can't tell God what to do. You can't. You can't tell God what to do. God is independent. But he's an independent, right, truth, love, grace, mercy that will make sure everything that's done is right. He'll never do you wrong.